Hi, it's Sue Myrick. I'm sure you've heard many things about Social Security reform and what it'll mean for you. Social Security was created 70 years ago in a very different era. The program has served a great purpose by providing millions of seniors with retirement security. However, the 21st century has brought forth new challenges that the creators of Social Security could not have foreseen. Today, younger workers pay Social Security taxes to support their parents and grandparents, but have no faith that they'll receive benefits that will help them during their retirement. If you do the math, it's hard to argue with them. The only way to permanently fix Social Security's problems and provide younger workers with checks large enough to help them during their retirement is to create voluntary personal retirement accounts. First, let me say that seniors shouldn't worry about Social Security reform. Your benefits will not change, so don't listen to scare tactics. You will not be affected, and neither will those who are about to retire. This debate is about ensuring younger workers will have the same retirement security that you enjoy. Personal retirement accounts allow younger workers to place a portion of their Social Security taxes into their own Social Security account. They can manage it, build a nest egg for their future, and pass it on to their children or grandchildren if they choose. Those who don't want to participate in PRAs don't have to. It would be totally voluntary. Personal retirement accounts empower the individual and ease dependence on the government. They give individuals higher rates of return for their retirement, offer more flexibility, and can be passed down to future generations like inheritance. More importantly, personal retirement accounts ensure that our grandkids can retire with peace of mind, knowing that they will actually own their retirement funds. To learn more about personal retirement accounts, please visit my Social Security Education Center. A link at the bottom of my website will take you to that site. Remember, it's your money. It's your future. And isn't it time Washington allowed you to choose how you can spend your own retirement funds?